Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio Live. It's a pleasure to have you here, and we thank you for making us a part of your day. It's also a pleasure to have Beth Golden of Your Amazing Light joining us from Hilton Head, South Carolina. Beth Golden is a PhD and transformational coach who has practiced for the past 15 years as well as a professional voiceover artist. You know, this is Eyewitness News. Voiceovers, I know what that's all about. And her focus is helping women 45 years of age and older. Let them really find their unique voice while navigating rapid change. And these changes can include a lot of different things. Sudden change in health, job status, relationships, or living environment. Dr. Beth helps women define their unique voice, accompanied by a simple step-by-step plan of action. She'll help you show up in all your light and magnificence, thus the name, Your Amazing Light. Life is all about change and developing new gifts and talents. She helps women look change in the eye and courageously begin again. It's all about supporting her clients by walking beside them while they create their new chapter in life. Beth helps women really set healthy boundaries and say yes or no, guilt-free, and this creates clear expectations while preventing burnout. Many women are people-pleasers, trying to make everyone happy except themselves. Beth is a recovering people-pleaser herself and now teaches women that it's not okay about, you know, just about just changing other people, but being the change you want to see. That's the important thing. Beth also overcame the death of her husband in a tragic accident. She was successful as a single parent. She can empathize with the effects of loneliness and has always emerged in the light of love, joy, peace, and gratitude. She welcomes the opportunity to facilitate this for you. Beth chooses her healing journey with the intention of being the right fit for those experiencing rapid change and upheaval. It's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Beth Golden to Close Up Radio Live for this 30-minute uninterrupted conversation coming to us again from Hilton Head, South Carolina. Dr. Beth, welcome to Close Up Radio Live. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm happy to be here with you today.
Is it okay to address you as Beth? Is that a preference for you, even though you have
that
a doctoral degree?
That is just fine. We can keep it informal here.
Keep it informal. Let's talk also about, you know, I like to get to the heart of the matter and humanize our guests, maybe some of the things that have inspired you to do this kind of work. When did you first decide to step into the world of coaching? Some of the things that inspired you to do that, and you realized this isn't work you want to do, this is work you have to do because it's really deep within you. And then also, how did you arrive at the Your Amazing Light name? I think it's fantastic.
Well, thank you. I always chuckle. After my husband passed away, it was about 3 years, and I was, you know, ready to, you know, I feel like somebody had taken me and put me on the ground, and all this rust came off, and I had all this clarity. And I was chatting with my sister and talking about coaching, and she said, well, you know, you could always go online and, you know, like purchase a certificate. And I lived at the time in Southern California. You know, there was all this biotech around. And I thought, you know what, I want to become a life coach and go through some training. So I did that. People used to, and still do, would just spill their guts to me. Like I would just meet them in a grocery store line or, you know, at any kind of shop, and they would share all these things about their life. And so it's always been a part of me and how important that is. And so I took that journey to become a certified life coach and with a company called the You Institute, and completed all their levels of training, which I am a trainer for them, certified life coach. So I do a lot of speaking with and for them and training. And the name Your Amazing Light, now in all coaching practices, things evolve. And initially, the name of my practice was Women Change the World. And I still believe we do, but as I have changed, I have come to fully embrace that we are spirit having a physical experience, and that each person is unique and a one-time miracle on this planet. And we possess an amazing light. And what my coaching program or one-on-ones help women with, to realize the importance of who they are and to help with relationships with family, friends, colleagues, because these are the most consistent relationships in our life. And we want to make it so that we can communicate in a win-win manner and honor the person in front of us at the same time.
That's fantastic. That is a great explanation. And thank you very much for defining that for us. You know, you believe that life is all about change, and you've gone through so much. Maybe you can share some of that with the continuation of your story of your life's journey.
I'd be happy to. As I will say, as I mature, because I'm not in my 20s, 30s, or 40s any longer, I always have to think, okay, well, where am I going to start this part of the story? And I don't think my experiences in change are unique, and that's why I am sharing them with the audience as a point of both relatability and the ability to empathize and give a different perspective since I've already gone through it. So you had mentioned I lost my husband. I was 46 years old. My kids were 10 and 12 at the time, 12. And he was in a motorcycle accident. So, you know, I kissed him goodbye in the morning and then never saw him again. So that journey of deep grief I had never experienced before. And then experiencing that as well as being a single parent and supporting my children through their process, because, of course, the timing is different for everyone. And, you know, that was the big turning point in my life. You know, life was one way one day and completely different the next. And after going through all the pain, it also completely changed my life, put me on a new course. That's when I started, you know, coaching and helping people in that type of world. I've also moved a lot. I made money flipping houses for several years. So that was a forever change. You know, I'd come in, I'd live in the home, we'd redo, I would be the general contractor in essence, redo everything and then, you know, sell it. So it was a annual thing. And then most recently, oh, then I had an experience where a loved one had a stroke in my presence, and going to the hospital and going through all that and being a caregiver. So I have a great deal of empathy and insight for those who might be in a caregiving position. And then most recently, I moved from Colorado to South Carolina about 3 years ago. And it was as we were coming out of COVID, and it was really lonely. And because I didn't have my children to go to baseball games and meet other people, and initially it was a real struggle to feel connected, and I knew cognitively that loneliness is a huge issue in our country, and then I experienced it physically and how it affected me. So I just think all of those things could be tied into one person's event, you know? Mine just got spread out a little bit, that's all.
Yeah. It's amazing, right? I know life comes at us sometimes quickly and we have to pivot and adjust, and it can be something. I heard that you're also, as I mentioned a little bit in the introduction, you're exploring a new aspect of women using their voices. Tell us about the voiceover work part of what you do.
I'd be happy to. I just want to interject and say changes aren't always from a negative perspective. There are a lot of really wonderful, happy changes that create a level of stress as we're navigating how to adjust to a new happy situation too. So I've been a speaker and a coach, and I've had my own radio show on a number of occasions, and I would read to my kids all the time. So it's something that I am good at and really enjoy. And I had the opportunity through the Great Voice Company out of New Jersey to experience some of their training and found that it's really, really fun. And, you know, I've developed a new website. I've done some demos. So I feel like I'm just on the crest of the wave, moving forward with that. And it's very fun and exciting. And then I turn it around towards my coaching practice because women need to find their voices. And a lot of times when they do find their voices, they do so in anger or,
yeah,
quote unquote, being, you know, bossy or confrontational. And through the assessment that I use in my practice, we reveal ways to that women can know and understand their essence of their being, and then they can see it in the people that are closest to them so that they can actually phrase what they need to say so that it gets to the heart of the people that they're talking to without having to have an angry confrontation or going inside and feeling like hurt feelings and not wanting to talk and becoming withdrawn. So we want to be able to balance as a woman. We have a lot of different hats that we wear in life and be able to communicate effectively with those that are in our sphere the most frequently.
Mm-mm. That makes sense, right? It's great that you have an opportunity to literally use the voice in that positive way too. If listeners are fascinated by what they're hearing, there is a opportunity to explore a free 30-minute consultation. Tell us about that. It sounds fascinating. And how does the listener accomplish that?
Well, they can go to my website, which is youramazinglight.com. And if they click on the schedule button in the navigation bar, it'll take you to a page with my different offerings. And click on 30-minute complimentary consultation. Now, within that 30-minute complimentary consultation, you will be given a code and instructions to access and take the Ultimate Life Tool Assessment. And this assessment has been in existence for over 25 years. Most assessments like DISC or COLORS or Myers-Briggs are psychometric tools, so it kind of measures our behavior in between our ears. What this is very unique because it measures our physicality in the world, our physics, how we show up, height, weight, depth, what color hair do you have, where do you carry your weight. All those things mean something. And before we could talk, we could see that in people. But now that we talk, that all gets muddied. So it's a very unique assessment and provides a unique perspective on each person as a human vehicle carrying their spirit around. And then the complimentary portion of that is going over that assessment with them. So it's a great value.
Yeah.
It's complimentary, huh? And you get a big bang for your non-buck on that one.
And the folks that you work with, What are some of the things that they're dealing with? Some of the things that they come to you for as you help guide them?
You know, it varies. The reason that I state 45 years of age or older, of course, there's a little flexibility in there. So don't count yourself out if you're not 45 yet. But a lot of relationship stuff, dealing with, you know, they may be single and want to be in a relationship. And rather than coming from that desire from a point of desperation, we can be there from a point of attraction instead. Some people are in relationships, have been in them a long time, and are very unhappy in their relationship. And I can give them insight into what their partner is about so they might be able to appreciate them better and or make, you know, various choices that support their being. Usually it is, you know, something that's happening with their kids. You know, they move, they're lonely. There's a lot of things that I shared about myself, of course, that I attract in my clients. And they're universal themes. So that is, you know, career changes. You know, you might have been staying at home for a long time and you are exploring careers. You're getting out of a career, but you want to do something that's mentally stimulating. So we do a lot of exploration, and I'm able to assist them in showing them areas in their life where that avenue would be most easily accomplished.
Which is important. And you're not doing the work for them. You're guiding them and giving them the tools they need so they can do the work, right?
Exactly. That's what a life coach is, you know. It's objective. It's an objective understanding, and the instrument I use helps me with that because everything I'm sharing with them is going through the view of them, their self, their strengths, their weaknesses. So that's a really important aspect. And it is walking beside them, you know. Sometimes we have to be with people that can hold the vision of our success for us until we can fully grasp it for ourselves. And, you know, I've been blessed to have that in all my career moves where I've been supported with a great group of, you know, like-minded, intelligent people. And so I've been blessed to be able to learn and walk through the things I have. So I would like to provide that kind of support and hold the vision for the people that I'm working with.
That's sensational. You obviously really are passionate about what you do, and you love it in such a deep way. You know, sometimes people like to hear success stories and, you know, ideas of the work and application. Could you share with us maybe, not, you know, of course, mentioning specific names or anything, but ideas of some of the successes through the work and some of the examples of where your client was dealing with this, and through your expertise and your compassion and empathy and your knowledge, you've been able to guide them in a way that now they've gone from point A to point B in a much more fulfilled, successful, and joyful way.
Absolutely. Now, I work one-on-one and in groups, and I also work with business owners to help them get more clarity on their employees and or their clientele. So I worked with an acupuncture, a doctor of acupuncture, and she was having some challenges communicating with her employees. And so each employee took the assessment, and then I was able to review those with her and give her some insight. You know, sometimes they might hire someone that's quite a bit younger than themselves, and they're in a different phase of life, so there's a different level of expectation that the owner might not be aware of. And you know, it made a really big difference for them. They were able to hire the people that they needed and that were in alignment. They were also able to gently and kindly, you know, let go of some people. So I've seen big changes in that area of life. And then women who are in a relationship or want to be in a relationship. So there's a woman who was like really wanting to be in a relationship and came to me, and I felt like she was in desperation, like I mentioned earlier. And it creates this like really hyped up energy that actually repulses somebody from you, like a magnet, like the poles are the same and it pushes the person away. And so we were able to help her clarify what she wanted in a relationship and also in relationship to her results, because we can see what a maximum attraction would be for them and what the physical characteristics of that person might be. And so it made it more like a fun game for her. And within 6 months, she had met the person that she's in love with and got married to. So those are very exciting moments, you know?
Yeah. And when you hear that, and when that happens, how does it make you feel? It's got to be extraordinary.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I can be a very serious person, and I can be a very fun, silly person. So I just want to do a happy dance, you know? I'm happy for them. They're happy, you know? And it's a place, I don't believe that people need to have a coach forever. It's usually getting over the hump and having some concentrated focus and then maybe checking in every couple months. So that's how I always present it and structure it with my clients as well. Let's get you through this, get you to a point of strength and happiness and moving forward. And then, hey, let's take a pulse. Let's do the assessment again. Let's see how you've changed. And I just think that's a healthy way of going about it instead of staying in victimhood and needing someone's hand all the time, because I don't think that's healthy.
Right. It really, really isn't. Do you have some more great examples of the work in action?
Yes. There have been situations where women, 45 years of age and older, have become grandparents. And a lot of us are blessed to really get along with either our daughters or sons-in-law, but there are other times where that isn't the case. And it's like walking a tightrope, because you want to be able to enjoy this new family and these amazing new babies, and you love them so much and in a different way, stepping on toes without reaching back into your memory of what you would have done when you were in their shoes, you know. So it's a lot about teaching women to let go and honor the new couple, how they're parenting, and to just relax and enjoy the child. A lot of times people now don't want their children shared on the internet, whatever, you know, if it's Facebook or Instagram, and to be able to take a deep breath and honor that and not, you can initially be whiny or upset because we have to acknowledge our emotions, but being able to honor that and not feel sorry for yourself because you can't do what you want to do with that. So that's a big area also of navigating new family relationships.
Right, exactly. What would you say to somebody who's listening right now who, you know, they feel stuck, they don't feel like they're moving ahead, and with everything that's gone on the last couple of years, they just feel like they're on a treadmill?
Well, first of all, I understand. I had a lot of people pass away during the COVID years, and none of them from COVID. So I understand that stuck feeling. But there is hope, and there is the perfect place, the way for you to connect, the way for you to create that new chapter in life. And I would love to be that person that helps, like, shine the light on the path just in front of you and walk beside you and give you a vision, as I mentioned earlier, of a variety of things that would you would enjoy and feel success in. It's not just one thing. And as I said, as you said, I'm not telling you what to do. Here's the smorgasbord. What is the one thing that you or two things that you'd like to try right now? Focus your energy on those, see how those, you know, come to fruition or not, and then take the next step. Once you're doing something that's fun, you develop more momentum and positivity towards those things. So you're no longer stuck at that point. It's more like a fun
right.
game that you can pursue.
Right, exactly. Which was really terrific. Do you have any final thoughts during this conversation that you would love to leave with our audience? Maybe something about giving ourselves really, truly a moment to breathe and not committing to too many things or saying yes too quickly. Easier said than done sometimes, right?
Exactly, exactly. Actually, taking a deep breath is really important when we live in this 3D world and our systems are in threes. So your brain, heart, and lungs, when you're upset and uptight and you take several deep breaths, it slows your heart rate and it slows your brain wave length so that you can see things more clearly. And then get help that you need. If I'm the person, great, but find somebody that you really resonate with. And know yourself from a broader and more comprehensive perspective. You'll have improved relationships. You can say yes or no guilt-free. And knowing your purpose, it doesn't have to be this big thing that you're going to be famous for. Knowing your purpose can be love in your community. And your expression of that is going to be different than anyone else's. So it's all about us constantly evolving, which we all do, and being able to stand back and be a little bit more objective from the madness in the world. We're living in an extremely toxic world these days emotionally, and being able to be more of the objective viewer of the movie out there, and then making a conscious decision about how you choose to, you know, live in your world without being very reactionary in it. So I just,
yeah.
I want people to be balanced and be able to come back to a point of balance. We're constantly going up and down this roller coaster, but when we're given the tools, we can come back to balance a lot more quickly, and that's the main goal.
That's it. That's what it's all about. And again, bringing these opportunities for people to really reinvigorate and relight their amazing light. And you help them do that. I encourage folks to go to the website, youramazinglight.com, to connect with our very special guest joining us here, Dr. Beth Golden. She works with folks all over the country, and she loves what she does as a transformational coach. Been doing this for a long time, and it's something that brings her great light as she helps others in such a beautiful and impactful and long-lasting way. Dr. Beth, thanks for joining us here on the program. This 30 minutes went by super fast, but hopefully we'll chat some more, expand some more. That would be a real pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you today.
Absolutely, and thank you. Thank you for being such a wonderful host and making it easy for me to share what I love to do.
I appreciate that very much, and duly noted, and right back at you, too. You're amazing at what you do, and I encourage folks to connect with you to find out about that. Beth Golden of Your Amazing Light. You can reach Dr. Beth by going to youramazinglight.com. And this is your host, Jim Masters. We thank Dr. Beth for joining us, and we thank you for joining us all around the world right here on Close Up Radio Live. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment with another great show and great guest. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening. and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.